Okay, so this is the 114th in our continuing series of interviews in the growing entrepreneurial innovative movement in the greater St. Louis area. Now, our next guest has been on before, but because this is election day and he has made some progress in his startup, we thought we'd bring Scott Leindecker back to the program. You may remember that name. He was the director of City of St. Louis Elections. Right now, he's a managing member of No Inc., and his product, an electronic poll book called the Poll Pad, and it's all elections-oriented. Scott, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Charlie. Thanks for having me on today.
Good. Remind our listeners about your product and service.
What we do is we do a lot of election management. So, you know, when people come into the polling locations and they're frustrated with those long lines, what we do is help manage those lines. And one of the products that we put together while I was, you know, in St. Louis as the election director was what I call the Poll Pad. The Poll Pad is an iPad, basically, that helps folks, you know, move through the line very quickly. It checks them in and ultimately gets them their ballot. So, like, right now I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and we're checking voters in. You know, it's taken 30 seconds for them to get through a line.
So is Cuyahoga County using your Poll Pad?
They are not. They are actually demoing it. They're piloting it to see if this is something that they want to move forward with. We're in the running with another vendor out here, but I feel really good about where we are, and I think we're in good shape.
It's interesting you mentioned Cuyahoga County in Cleveland, Ohio, because that's going to be considered one of the key counties in the presidential race in 2016.
Absolutely, and we're doing a lot of business up here in Ohio. We've currently got 10 counties that have purchased the product for all of their locations, and we're piloting 5 locations this election today. Actually, this is today we're piloting 5 other counties. So, a lot of activity going on in Ohio for us.
Scott, I hate to be cynical, but are there some people who don't really want those lines to move faster and just might be opponents of your work?
You know, I would hope that's not the case. You know, being a former election director, you know, our job is to make sure that, you know, whether you're an R or D or independent or green or whatever it is, that, you know, we want to make sure that people are getting processed and moved through the line quickly. We want to see 100% turnout, not, you know, 35% turnout, things like that. So, you know, but I think there are some folks probably out there that, you know, focus on, you know, low turnout, especially in small elections, so that, you know, they can get out their base and put, you know, a candidate or somebody in that might not be as desirable to, sure, you know, the masses. So, I definitely believe that.
Well, what exactly does the Poll Pad do to expedite the voting process?
It, you know, in Ohio, we're actually, you know, they have a mag stripe on their driver's license. So what we're doing here is we've retrofitted it so you can actually swipe their driver's license with a mag stripe, and it looks up the voter's name instantly. So there's no more like thumbing through the book, you know, having the average age poll worker, you know, 74 years old, thumbing through that book, you know, with their glasses on, trying to identify that name with, you know, nine font size or anything. It just speeds up the process. It locates that voter. They sign directly on the pad instead of, you know, on the paper roster, and it just saves them a tremendous amount of time. It also, you know, on what I like to say, the back end, it saves a lot of time for the election authority too, and saves money, because a lot of folks don't really see what happens at the election boards. But every single voter that goes through and has that transaction has to get voter credit. So in St. Louis, when you go in and you vote, you know, there's a little barcode by your name, and that gets scanned in. Instead of scanning those in at the election board, they're uploaded through our application and right into the voter registration system in a matter of an hour, instead of something that could take days or weeks to do.
Is your company based in St. Louis?
It still is, yes, absolutely. So we've grown since the last time. I think probably the last time that I talked to you, maybe about 2 years ago, we were Arch Grant recipient, and I think we may have had maybe 3 or 4 employees. We've grown to, I think, about 12 or 15. I've been spending too much time here in Ohio. I haven't counted heads in the office lately, but I think we're up to either 12 to 15 full-time employees, and we are definitely still based in St. Louis.
Well, good for you, and congratulations. I hope you get the Cleveland contract.
I really hope so too. We've been putting a lot of boots on the ground here to help them out and try to get this contract.
Scott Leindecker, former City of St. Louis elections director and now managing member of No Ink. His product, it's an electronic book called The Poll Pad, joining us this morning on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. We'll have another interview like this next week at this time. Well, at one point, this was a St. Louis startup, Charter, and now it's all